Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. All right. The song that was just sung, direct translation is, He's holding us the way the eagle will hold its children. He's forgiving us all our sins, all our mistakes. He didn't collect us anything. What's the next one? He has given us grace and men. Hey, He didn't collect us anything. It's only grace and mercy is extended to us. Oh God, we give you thanks and praise. If that is the story of your life, then can you clap your hands and thank Him with a lot of gratitude this morning? Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Let us pray. Father, we give you thanks this morning. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for another beautiful day. It is the 12th day into the new month of the new year. And we thank you, Father, for keeping us. We are grateful to you for this important segment of the service that we have arrived at. Your word is about to come forth, O God. We pray, Father, that you will grant unto us a listening ear, an understanding heart, and a determination to run with your word and do everything that it instructs us to do. Thank you, Father, that your presence is with your people, because this gathering is unto you and not unto any man. Holy Spirit, what can I do without you? You are my helper. Please take hold of the words that I'll speak forth and minister life and direction unto your people. In Jesus' mighty name, and let the people of God say, Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. God bless you. You may be seated. There's a song that some of you may know. Thank you, Jesus. So it runs like this. For the praises of men, I will never ever stand. For the kingdoms of this world, I'll never give my heart away or shout my praise. My allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire, no go to save the man who died upon that tree. Let's take it again. For the praises.
For the praises of men, I will never ever stand. For the kingdoms of this world, I'll never give my heart away or shout my praise. My allegiance and my devotion, my heart's desire and all emotion, then go to serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you, only a God like you, could be worthy of my praise, all my hope and faith, to only a King of all kings.
You give to God and whatever you present to Him can be of very low quality or can be of very high quality. And what God is saying to us this year is that the low quality things are no like, because we've given Him too much of that over the years. So in 2025, He's saying to each and every one of us, me too, I like the highest quality. Because perhaps the service we are rendering to God is the 100 CDs YAM kind of service. He says, I want iPhone 15 Pro Max kind of quality of service. And by the grace of God, we will give that to Him because He deserves it. Put your hands together for Jesus. And then, of course, when we talk about giving our best to the Lord, we are saying that when you're giving your best to the Lord, it means that the effort, the devotion, and the commitment that you put into anything connected to the Lord will be of the highest degree. So you see, here the focus is on the effort, the energy, what you are actually putting in into what you are giving to the Lord. It must be of the highest degree. Hallelujah. You know, in my time, we used to do national service twice. There was national service after sixth form, and then there was national service after university. The national service that I did after sixth form, I did it on a farm. The National Service Secretariat has a farm at a place called Papau, close to Hacho. That's where I did my national service. And during my national service, I was a beekeeper. I used to keep bees. All right? Because they had beehives there. And I was the only person who was assigned to the farm to take care of the bees. I think I was the envy of a lot of my colleagues, because when I wear my bee gear, Charlie, it's not easy. But it's still a very dangerous occupation, because I was stung by the bees a few times. One of the times, I thought that, you know, I know the thing, pa, so I didn't wear my gloves. Hey, they stand. By the time they finish with me, my hand was not in a good shape. But we had a farm manager. His name was Pa Solu. And he was an interesting guy. He had interesting statements that he used to make. One of the things that he used to tell us on the farm is that accumulated lassi lassi will earn you half. Accumulated lassi lassi will earn you half. What did he mean? In those times, they used to give us our allowances, you know, on the farm. We didn't have this bank account thing. And he was explaining to us that he's watching us closely. Anybody working on the farm who just works biara biara, I mean, he works in a very lazy way. That's what he's describing as lassi lassi. Lassi lassi is like you are working, but you are not really working. You are pretending to be working. Have you seen some before? In school, when you've been punished, all of you have been punished, you can see that a lot, some are weeding, and others are pretending to be weeding. That's what we call lassi lassi. I used to say that accumulated lassi lassi will earn you half. What he was saying was that the work that you're doing, if you don't do it to the best of your ability, you won't get what you are expecting to get at the end of the day. And ladies and gentlemen, God is expecting us that whatever we are doing for him, the effort, the energy, the devotion, the excitement that we put into it will be of the highest degree. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what it also means to give our best to the Lord. Did somebody say amen to that? Amen. All right. So last week, Sunday, we looked at giving my best to you, Lord, and we focused on our lives and our hearts. And I explained to you that in giving our best to the Lord, it is very critical that what we present to him, first and foremost, before we talk about anything else, is our lives and our hearts. Amen. And it's important that we do that. Otherwise, we will not really be able to give our best to the Lord. Now, I'm continuing with giving my best to you, Lord. I'm continuing with that series. And today I want to focus on two other things that we must offer to the Lord: our allegiance and our devotion. Our allegiance and our devotion. Our allegiance and our devotion. So in the song that I led us to sing, there's a part of it that says, my allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and only motion, go to save the man who died upon that tree. So it talks about my allegiance and my devotion. Now, don't you worry at all. I would explain that to you. And by the way, when you come to church and maybe you hear a word that you haven't heard before, don't be funny. All right? Don't start getting, you know, very wrong ideas. Just note it down and go and find out what it means. And usually, if I use a word here, I would explain to you what that word is. And I will use the word because it best conveys what I'm trying to say to you. Amen. So one of the things that you can actually develop for yourself is your understanding of the English language. May I inform you that in Ghana, our official language is what? Dagati. What is it? It's English. Somebody said what? Tree. Yeah. Some people wish that tree would be our official, but it hasn't yet been implemented. So that's what our official language is, and that's why I preach in English. Once upon a time, I used to have an interpreter, but due to circumstances beyond my control, I don't have him again. All right. Now, if you're here and you have an ability to translate into Chi, I'll be very glad to welcome you on board. But till then, I have no option but to preach in English. Occasionally, I may chip in some sentences of Chi, But you know, it's a very difficult thing to switch from English to Chi to English. It just disorients you. So please, bear with me. And sometimes you see people who say that I don't understand their English and everything, but you watch all kinds of films and you seem to understand. So please, let's flow, all right? So when you hear a word, just note it down and go and search for the meaning of the word in case I don't explain it to you. So today we are looking at giving my best to you, Lord, my allegiance and my devotion. Everybody say, my allegiance and my devotion. Say it again, my allegiance and then my devotion. All right. Now, turn your Bibles with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse 20 to 21. I'm reading from the Good News Translation. 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse 20 to 21. Yes, my dear. Thank you for supporting the preaching. I appreciate that. Yes. 2 Chronicles chapter 31. He's telling you that turn your Bibles to 2 Chronicles 31. That's all he's explaining to you. All right. So from the Good News Translation, this is what it says. It is talking about one of the kings of Israel. Actually of Judah. Because you may know that the nation of Israel at a point after the reign of King Solomon was split into two kingdoms. There was a bigger northern kingdom and then there was a smaller southern kingdom. Now the southern kingdom was called Judah and it had different kings. Now the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 31, throughout all Judah, verse 20, King Hezekiah did what was right and what was pleasing to the Lord his God. He was successful. Notice it. He was successful because everything he did for the temple or in observance of the law, he did it in a spirit of complete loyalty and devotion to his God. He did in a spirit of complete loyalty and devotion to his God. In place of that phrase, complete loyalty, you can have the word allegiance. So this king called King Hezekiah, the Bible testifies of him that in what he did for the Lord and in his service to the Lord, he did everything he had to do in a spirit of allegiance and devotion to his God. Everybody say allegiance once again. And then say devotion. Hallelujah. He did it with allegiance and devotion to God. And I'd like to submit to you, my dear friends, that if you're going to be able to do your utmost best for the Lord, then whatever you are giving to him, or whatever you are doing for him, anything that you're doing connected to God, you must do it accompanied by allegiance and devotion. Now let's interrogate further what that word allegiance means. Allegiance means steadfast faithfulness to a person, group, cause, or country. Allegiance means steadfast faithfulness to a person, group, cause, or country. Steadfast faithfulness. Now, steadfast means unshaking, unwavering, fixed in place. That's what it means, steadfast. And then to be faithful means to be constant, to be steady, to be true to your word or promises. So that's what it means, steadfast faithfulness. And allegiance is steadfast faithfulness to a person, group, cause, or country. So, somebody may give his allegiance to a person. So, you may have given your allegiance, for example, to your boss, the one you work for. You've given your allegiance to your boss. So, you may give your allegiance to your pastor. So, that's to a person. You give allegiance to your spouse. Then you can also give your allegiance to a group, like to a political party. Amen. You can give your allegiance to a political party. You can also give your allegiance to a cause. You can give your allegiance to a cause like Operation Recover or Loot Oral. It's a cause. And you can commit yourself to that and give your allegiance to that cause. And you can also give your allegiance to a country. All right. You can be very patriotic. That means that you've given your allegiance to a country. So that's what allegiance means. Steadfast faithfulness to a person, group, cause, or country. Allegiance also means undying support for a person, group, cause, or country. Undying support for a person, group, cause, or country. Amen. Undying support. So you support somebody, you support a group, you support a cause, you support a country. So you give undying support to that person, that group, that cause or country. That's what it also means to give your allegiance to somebody or to something. Allegiance is also defined as a strong commitment to uphold a bond or a connection, even in challenging circumstances. Allegiance is also a strong commitment to uphold a bond or a connection, even in challenging circumstances. A strong commitment to uphold a bond or a connection, even in challenging circumstances. So you see, if you look at people who get married, there are two broad categories of people who get married. There are people who get married and they have a strong commitment to the marital bond or connection. To them, even if we face challenges in the marriage, I'm not coming out. Amen. So there are people like that. They have a strong commitment, and that level of commitment is described as allegiance. And when they are being taken through the vows, when they get to the place where they say, for better, for worse, in sickness, in health, in poverty, in riches, in good times, and in bad times, when they are saying those words, they mean them. It's not just something they are saying. So as they are stepping into that union called marriage, they have a strong commitment to it, that no matter what comes our way, by the grace of God, I am in it. And the only thing that should separate us is death. Then there's the other category. And unfortunately, many of the people who get married today, that is the mindset with which they enter into it. It's like media tray. If I enter into it and he starts fooling around, I can't tolerate nonsense. And by the way, marriage is a union that contains a lot of nonsense. Capital ones, is that not so? Yeah. Capital nonsense. Capital N, capital O, capital N. None was spelling then. Capital E, capital S, capital E, capital N, capital C, capital E. C or S. S and E. Nonsense. Our dear. If you are not ready to tolerate nonsense, please sit your somewhere. Because when you marry, you'll encounter it. Look for the person sitting next to you who doesn't look married, and then tell the person, say, if you are ready to marry, make sure that you can tolerate nonsense. And say it the way I've said it to, nonsense. Yes. That's the reality of it. And there are some people, when they are stepping into it, their mind is, I'm going to try and see. If it works, we stay. If it doesn't work, I find somewhere to pass. Yeah. I'll go and try my luck again. That's why they marry and then they come out, then they marry and then they come out, and then they marry and they come out. If you go to America, Hollywood, the film stars, ya warrior, 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 ha warrior, warrior, ya warrior, ni a jai, ni a wari, ni a jai, ni a wari, ni a jai. That's it. No commitment. There is no strong commitment to the thing. So there's a difference. So when we talk about allegiance, we are talking about a strong commitment to a certain bond or connection. Look, there are some people, when they are your friend, it is for life. No matter what you do, they'll point out to you that I don't approve of this thing that you've done. But they'll tell you that I am your friend for life. There's a movie, Bad Boys for Life. That's what it means. And I'm not talking about being a sycophant. Like somebody send me a TBR, I support you, I don't see anything wrong within it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, they'll point out to you that, Charlie, you shock, bah, you mess up. But I want to tell you that I am your friend. The Bible says there's a friend who pretends to be a friend, but there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And there are some friends, they are like brothers. It also says that a friend is born for adversity, but a brother is for life. There are some workers, if by the grace of God you are able to get them to work for you, you are covered. They'll be there. And they will be in the business with you. In the high moments and in the low moments. Now that kind of worker is rare. It's an endangered species. It's very rare to find people like that. But they are there. They exist. Like a house help. There are some house helps, when you have them, their allegiance is so strong that along the line, they actually become a part of the family. And you won't even know that the person is a house help. Yeah. So when we talk about allegiance, I need you to understand what we are talking about. It is a strong commitment to a bond or a connection. And you stick with it no matter the challenges that come your way. So that's what allegiance is. Then the other word that we looked at is the word devotion. Devotion, you know, allegiance and devotion, they are connected. They are very similar, but there are some slight differences. Devotion is a strong feeling of love or dedication towards someone or something. Devotion is a strong feeling of love or dedication toward someone or something. That's devotion. Number two, devotion is a willingness to invest time, effort, or resources in support of a person, cause, or belief. Devotion is a willingness to invest time, effort or resources in support of a person, cause, or belief. What's the key word for devotion?
Hey, Julius, where did you go and learn your key? Okay, what's the key word for devotion?
Edianye. Tunwache. Tunwache.
Oh.
Abena. Akosia, sorry. Tunwache. That's devotion. Say, why ye? Rado. Say, bibia wu ye bia. Wu de emre. Wu de wan wu odin. Wu de wan wu de nina. A gu de nina. Ebe shemwa. Ne che se wu chre. Tunwache.
Yes.
Don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. It's not kind. Do you see? Those of you laughing at me after church, come and see me. So it's a willingness to invest time. Time. When you are willing to give your time to something, when you are willing to put in your best effort into something, when you are willing to channel your resources into somebody or into a cause or into a belief, it shows that you are devoted to that thing. Amen. So you can show devotion to your family, to your religion, to your career, and so on and so forth. What it means, ladies and gentlemen, is that if you want to really know what you are devoted to,
Christopher, why are you smiling at me like that? Because you can preempt what I'm about to say. Is that not so?
Yeah. Now, this is a test that I want all of us to conduct on ourselves. You want to ask yourself that, what am I really devoted to in this life? The answer is simple. What do you give most time to? What do you give most effort to? What do you channel the most resources into? That person or that thing is what you are truly devoted to. So ask yourself, what am I really devoted to in this life? And it's a very simple exercise to conduct. It's not a difficult thing. You just have to ask yourself, so me at all, this life that I'm living, my time, my effort, my energy, my excitement, my resources, these things that are mine, where do I put them? Where do I direct them? If you honestly give an answer to this question, it will show you where your devotion is. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, giving our best to the Lord requires that we give Him our allegiance and our devotion. Because without that, you cannot claim to have given your best to God. You cannot. Your steadfast faithfulness, your strong commitment, your deep love. This is what will prove, if you give them to God, that you are actually giving your best to Him. Because without these, you can never claim to have given your best to the Lord. Hallelujah. Said hallelujah. Amen. So when we put these two together, allegiance and devotion, we are saying that in giving your best to the Lord, this is what you must do in relation to allegiance and devotion. Number one, we must love God deeply. We must love God deeply. If we are giving Him our allegiance and our devotion, There are certain things we should look out for. Number one, we must love him deeply. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 6. New Living Translation. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 6. Listen, O Israel. The Lord our God. The Lord is our God. The Lord alone. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart. With all your soul. And with all your strength. And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving you today. This was what Moses said to the people of Israel. And we are a type of Israel. We actually belong to the commonwealth of Israel. And the word of the Lord that came to the people of God, those who are in a covenant relationship with him, is that you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. That means with total allegiance and devotion. All your heart. Because your heart is the control of the seat, the nerve center of your life, whether spiritual or physical. That's your heart. So that means that in loving God, you give him all of that. We talked about that the other time. When you talk about your soul, we are talking about that part of you that has to do with your intellect, that has to do with your will, and that has to do with your emotions. Put together, that is what we mean by your soul. And the Bible is saying that we must love God with all our soul. We must love him willingly. Loving him emotionally means loving him intensely, with feelings, with zeal, with enthusiasm. Then it says with all your strength. That means your energy, your time, your resources. That's what it means. And it says you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly. That is, your allegiance and your devotion must go to him. And ladies and gentlemen, without loving God deeply, we can never do our best for him. Number two. And actually, this scripture, you may say that, oh, it was in the Old Testament. But actually, Jesus repeated it in the New Testament. Look at Matthew 22, verse 34 to 38. Matthew 22, verse 34 to 38. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees with his reply, they met together to question him again. One of them, an expert in religious law, tried to trap him with this question. Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? One who besides said, Tretre for Emrabe and a chin emrenina ever Moses loan. When Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Are we sincere about wanting to give our very best to the Lord this year? Then it's going to call for us to give him our allegiance and our devotion, which means that we must love him deeply. Number two. It means that we must be steadfast in our faithfulness and our dedication to God and to the things of God. We must be steadfast. That means that we must be constant. We must be unwavering. We must be steady in anything to do with God and in everything that we are doing for God. We must be steady with it. If you claim that you are supporting the kingdom of God and the house of God, you must exhibit steadfastness and be faithful in your giving. It shows that you are committed to giving your best to the Lord in your offerings, in your tithes. And not just that. If you claim that your allegiance and devotion is being given to the Lord and you are doing your best for him, you must be steadfast in whatever service you are rendering to God. Whatever you do for God, you must be steadfast. Whatever has to do with the house of God and the things of God, you must be steady. You must be constant. That's what it means. So if you belong to an assembly or you belong to a department and you want to give your best to the Lord, then it means that when it comes to your participation in the assembly activities or in your department's activities, you must be constant, steady, always there, deeply involved in everything that is going on. If your assembly head or your departmental head says to you that we are meeting to pray or we want to do outreach in the area, an assembly member who is committed to giving his best to the Lord will make sure that he or she is there. Why? Because you have given your allegiance and your devotion to the Lord. Hallelujah. Number three, and we close. It means when we talk about giving our best to the Lord by giving him our devotion and our allegiance, it means we must have undying support for God and the things of God. Undying support. Just a support that ain't wuda. We must have it for God and for the things of God. Have you heard this expression before? Die hard supporter. Have you heard it before? Yes. That means that somebody who you cannot dislodge the person. It's like his commitment to the thing is without question. So if you take like some supporters of Accra House of Oak, die hard fan, their motto is that never say die until the bones are rotten. Hearts of Oak may be lying number 9 on the league table, but it doesn't change anything. Undying fan and supporter. Now, I claim to be a supporter of Manchester United, but I can tell you that I am not diehard fan of Manchester. If they lose a match, I'll be bored, but I'll eat. You know that there are some people, when their team loses a match, they cannot eat. Yeah. Such a person is a diehard supporter. There are some supporters of Accra Great Olympics. Oli Dade, Oli Mash, Oli Nkonson Nkonson, Oli Rosalinda, what else? No matter what happens to the team, they may relegate them to the lower division, they are still there. Yeah. Now, when you claim that your allegiance and your devotion is for the Lord, what you are saying is that I have undying support for God, the people of God, the house of God, and the things of God. It's undying. No matter what happens, I am for God. Hallelujah. And then the last one. In giving our best to the Lord, by giving him our allegiance and devotion, what we are actually doing is that we are committing ourselves totally to God and to the things of God. Totally. We are committing ourselves, everything that we have, totally to God and the things of God. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 22 to 23. The last couple of scriptures. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 22 to 23. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the entire community of Israel. He lifted his hands toward heaven and he prayed, "O Lord God of Israel, there's no God like you in all of heaven above or on the earth below. You keep your covenant and show unfailing love to all who walk before you in wholehearted devotion." Now, this is describing people who have given their allegiance and their devotion to God. He says, they walk before you, God, in wholehearted devotion. That means that you have committed yourself totally to God. Numbers 32, verse 10 to 12. So here, Moses was unhappy with the leaders of the tribe of Reuben and Gad, I believe. Because just before they crossed the Jordan into the promised land, the representatives of these two tribes came to see Moses saying that we don't want to go across. The land where we are, just close to the River Jordan, the land is very good. We also have a lot of cattle. We have a lot of sheep. We have a lot. And this land will be perfect for us. So please, let us keep this land. And Moses was bored. Said that this thing that you are doing is going to break the ranks and discourage the rest of the people. And then Moses went on to say a few things to them. And was explaining to them that some time ago, the people rebelled against God. Remember the story of the 12 spies. And how only two of them came back with a good report. So this is the story he's recounting. He said, the Lord became angry that day and made a promise. I swear that because they did not remain loyal to me, none of the men 20 years old or older who came out of Egypt will enter the land that I promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This included everyone except two people. Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, son of Nun. And look at what it says. They remained loyal to the Lord. That means that their allegiance and their devotion to God was unquestionable. It was very strong. Everybody else rebelled. And they started discussing, let's organize leaders and then go back to Egypt. There we will eat onions, cucumber. Yeah, let's go back. Only two guys, Joshua and Caleb. And because of that thing that happened, all the people, about 3 million, I believe, Jews, came out of Egypt on the journey to the promised land. 3 million. Out of the 3 million, the Bible is telling us that everybody who was 20 years and above died in the wilderness. Except two guys, Joshua and Caleb. And the Bible is describing these guys that they had total loyalty to. That means that their allegiance and their devotion to God would not be shaken. They went with the others so to spy out the land. They saw the giants. And it was true. There were giants in the land. Frightening looking creatures. They looked very strong, very formidable, very threatening. It was true. They were there. Everybody else out of the 12 spies, 10 of them said that, Charlie, make we go back. These guys, we no go fit beat them. Joshua and Caleb said, we are devoted to God. Our allegiance is to him. The giants there, they day. But greater is he that is with us than he that is out there in the world. So there were challenging circumstances. There were real problems. But they decided that nothing is shifting me from God. I'm staying with him. I'm committed to him. I'm committed to the things of God. I'm committed to the house of God. Nothing is going to shift me from him. That's allegiance. That's devotion. And God rewarded them for that thing. Only the two of them remained at the end of the day. Even Moses died along the way. So ladies and gentlemen, if we are really serious about giving our best to the Lord, then that thing called allegiance and devotion must be redirected to God, to the things of God. Am I saying that you shouldn't be devoted to your profession, to your education, to your marriage, to your relationship? That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I'm saying that the one to whom your allegiance and devotion must go first to, before you extend it to anybody or to anything else, is God. But guess what we've been doing all our lives, for many of us? Our allegiance and our devotion is given to
other people, giving to other things. And then the choche in Germany, choche that is left. You say, Rade, who do you know? When you say, medal, medal, namasomu, yeah, medal, medal, minyanye, namasomu, yeah, mede makoma, nina, oh boy, it's not true. A lot of the times when we sing that song, it's not true. It's not true at all. And there's a place that we have to get to. And that's what we are going to strive for this year. Get to that place where we are committed to giving our best to the Lord. And we are telling that, God, my devotion, my allegiance, before I think of anything else, I give it to God. When I wake up from bed, the first person I'm thinking about is God, not Ajoko. Not actually, God. That's the first person I think of. Because many of us, when we wake up, the first thing you do is to pick up your phone to check up on your messages. Am I dialing somebody's number? Yes, please. Well, get to the point where I say, before I do anything else, God. Before I spend anything else, God. Before I give my energy to anything else, God. That's what it means to give our best to the Lord by giving him our allegiance and by giving him our devotion. Rise to your feet, put your hands together for Jesus, and let's close. We're going to continue with this. And next week, I'm going to show you examples of Bible characters, starting, of course, with Jesus, who gave their allegiance and their devotion to God. Every head bowed and every eye closed. I want to pray with you, my friend. You want to say, Pastor, I want to give my heart to Jesus. That's where I want to start from. I want to give my life and my heart to Jesus. Can you pray with me? Maybe somebody invited you to church, or you're watching us right now through our live streaming, but you want to say, I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to give my life to him. Can you pray with me? Yes, I can pray with you. And so right where you are, if you want me to pray with you, you want to make Jesus the Lord and Savior of your life, whether you are in person here or watching us online, can you lift up your right hand as every head is bowed and every eye closed? And I'm going to pray for you, my friend. God bless you. Lift it up very clearly. Even in your room where you are, that I cannot see you, my dear friend, Jesus can see you and he's watching out for you. Now pray this prayer with me wherever you are. Say, dear Lord Jesus, this morning I come to you just as I am. Oh God, please forgive me for all my sins. Please wash me with your precious blood. From today, I am yours and you are mine. I will serve you. I'll follow you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, let everybody say, Amen.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.